Oh man, I just farted. That smells.
A modern podcast where Chris and Mike talk about TV, movies, superheroes, and everything in between. It's time for Superhero Slate.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Superhero Slate, the show where we run down the latest superhero entertainment news.
We love TV, movies, and superheroes, so let's talk it all out.
My name is Chris Dillard.
Oh, gee. And my name is Mike Royer.
And I'm struggling over here. It's been a hell of a week, but this week, Marvel dishes on their Netflix shows, Gambit may fold, and a lot more.
Oh, man. So how are you recovering from Friday night?
Friday night, dove right into a 5-hour drive on Saturday, and then I'm just got back from Goshen not too long ago.
Oh man, well something tells me you didn't drink quite as much as Quentin and I did.
I might have. I had the wine hangover.
Uh huh.
Yeah, the wine hangovers, you know, they kind of hurt. So I don't know. I was drinking a lot of tea on that drive. Like I was sucking back the liquids.
Well, this is I guess my tongue-in-cheek way of dropping some kind of cool surprise news on our fans.
Yeah, so give them the lowdown. It'll probably be up by the time they listen to this, but go ahead and give them the lowdown.
Yeah, you guys if you're subscribed to the show, you should see an extra little nugget of fun in your stream this week. We did a new segment or show. I struggle to call it a segment because it's like 2 hours long, but it's not really a separate show. So I don't even really know what it is, but
it's like a spoiler cast. We have our spoiler cast, and those are still like part of the show, but I guess are different. I don't know. You're right. What do we call those?
I don't know. I'll just say what it is. We did audio commentary for Pixels, the new Adam Sandler movie. We got Quentin Parker in our guest from episode 10, and we just all got together and we watched the. We obtained a copy of Pixels, and we just sat and we just dealt with it. We just dealt with this movie that has been getting horrible reviews and getting trashed on. Not in any sort of attempt to liberate it or give it its fair trial, I guess. But we were it's okay if we're not really paying attention when we're watching this.
Yeah, I don't know if we riffed on it so much as we just riffed in general off each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, it was a good time. I felt like we were hanging out in the same room just dicking around.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. So, if you guys want to give that a listen to, normally for audio commentary, you like to sync it up when you're watching it. So you'd have to sneak this podcast into the movie theater with you. But we did our very, very best to fill every second of airtime. So hopefully you should be able to listen to it, you know, hopefully without even watching it. Maybe you can kind of just piece together what we're seeing on the screen.
Yeah, it's very much, I guess, Mystery Science Theater 3000, but not, because even in that movie, there's quiet times.
Yeah, we tried to fill every void, because that's the only way you're going to make it through this movie. Because
it was a void.
Yeah.
It was a void.
Yeah. So, I hope you guys like that. We want to do more in the future. So, you know, if you watch it, listen to it, you guys like it, let us know. Get in contact with us.
Tell us what you want us to riff over while we watch.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking on my drive back today that we actually do the Star Wars Christmas special come Star Wars/Christmas time.
I've actually never seen it.
I have not. If I did, it was years and years ago. But they burnt copies for us at my last job in Indianapolis, the IT team did. So everyone came in one day with a copy of the Star Wars Christmas special on my desk.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, we'll definitely do something. I think I'd like to do more of them. But yeah, it was so much fun. So I hope you guys out there like it. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm glad we got Quentin back. Quentin's a good fit. I don't think he should be on our show all the time. No offense, Quentin, but yeah, we had a good time with you.
We can't just share our airtime so easily.
No, we're selfish. So, all right, well, let's jump into this news. We got a lot, a little bit of stuff going on today.
Yeah, what do we got going on, man?
First off, Marvel's Netflix shows. Daredevil has been blowing us away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of anxious to see what the next one is. And the Netflix the guy at Netflix sat down and said, here's what's going on with the Marvel shows. Mm-hmm. So, first off, they're going to release a new series about every 6 months.
Okay, that's cool. So, twice a year.
Yep, so, that confirms, you know, we got Daredevil in, what, April? Uh-huh. So, I assume Jessica Jones will probably be October, November range.
Yeah, if you regularly go to the dentist, as you're supposed to, you could go to the dentist every time a Netflix show premieres.
Yes, there you go. That's how you know when to go to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
So that confirms Jessica Jones will be here by year's end. The Punisher could also get his own show if, you know, he tests well with audiences.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of talked about the only four actors in the Punisher kind of being a supporting character coming up, or maybe a villain. But, I mean, he talked about, you know, the Punisher could get his own show in the future.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this a little ways back before he was even officially announced, that we thought... I think we kind of agreed that if Punisher was going to make it into the Netflix universe, we thought he would be better suited more for in a team, or like as an additional character, and not so much carrying a whole show by himself, I think.
But I think I feel more. It wasn't Punisher. Who was it? Maybe Blade. I don't know. Yeah. Either way, I could see it coming down the road later after they've already built up all these other characters as well. So yes, uh-huh. You're right. You're right. You're very much right. And also, these characters in the Netflix series could get their own movies.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the biggest news right there.
Yeah, now, what we don't know, will it be a Netflix original movie or a cinematic film?
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, kind of waiting to be seen. Because these TV series are a lot like movies, just really long movies.
Yeah, it would be kind of, I think it would just be kind of confusing, almost, to make it a Netflix original movie. Just because what's differentiating that from just, like, a really, like, a extra long, you know, season finale or something like that? You know, sometimes these shows will, you know, make sure that, like, the last two episodes, the scripts are really tight, so it even kind of plays like a movie. So I think they would be hinting at, like, big screen.
Well, I mean, this was a Netflix guy, and the only reason I think it would be Netflix only is, like, maybe, you know, Elektra doesn't get her own series, right? Nobody uh-huh. nobody wants to see 13 episodes of Elektra. And if you do, I'm sorry for you. We don't want her to get a cinematic movie again, because Jennifer Garner and all that, you know, fun stuff. She doesn't fit into the bigger universe. But maybe if she got her own standalone, like, prequel movie or something,
mm-hmm.
That kind of fills that gap between, you know, she's not a series, like, she doesn't get her own series, and she doesn't get a cinematic movie, but she gets her own Netflix movie, to maybe fill out that character more.
Yeah, or maybe this is kind of more of a hint that we could see these characters definitely appear in the cinematic movies. You know, I think Daredevil's costume that he gets in the end of the series is just on par with what you could see in a film. It looks great. He's an awesome character. We love the show. I think plopping him into, like, Civil War as a cool cameo would totally fit, and I would, like, lose my shit.
Yeah, I don't want to see him in Civil War, but I definitely think Infinity War is where they'll pop up.
Mm-hmm.
So Infinity War Part 2, which is, like, we're still, what, 4 years away from that? So we got a lot to go. Another big rumor going around is that the Thunderbolts, a Marvel group of villains, could be getting their own TV show on Netflix.
Now that kind of wraps into, I guess... Punisher's future, because I think we talked about maybe Punisher could fit into the Thunderbolts at one point in time.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the Punisher would kill the people on the Thunderbolts is kind of where it fits.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Punisher kills bad guys. And these are, like, you know, in the comics, it consisted of, like, Venom and Bullseye and other people, you know, the Green Goblin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honestly, this is Marvel. If this is true, and this is, you know, pure rumor, if it is true, it is a response to the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I'm not 100% familiar with how the Thunderbolts are formed, but I mean, the Suicide Squad is definitely kind of bad people doing good things. But it sounds like the Thunderbolts are just bad people doing bad things. So how do you make that into a
show?
They're
not bad things. They're reformed supervillains.
Okay.
So they kind of are. The Suicide Squad of Marvel, kind of. Then they've appeared more, like, they started in, like, 1997.
Uh-huh.
So they're more newer things. But they became heroes to protect the world when the Avengers were declared dead, quote unquote dead, in a crossover.
Hmm.
So I mean, I read Thunderbolts in the Dark Reign era when they were the Dark Avengers. And so if you're familiar with Dark Avengers, you'll probably know that. But I mean, you know, Ant-Man was actually a Thunderbolt member in a Dark Reign comic book, and so on and so forth. But most of them have been straight up villains, like I said, Bullseye, Venom, Norman Osborn, and Moonstone. So it varies. The team varies. But again, I think if it is true, it's in response to the Suicide Squad trailer reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't expect to see this actually. In all honesty,
I mean, honestly, it sounds like something that could be maybe a mini series, maybe not a whole season of this. Because I mean, that's a lot of characters you have to develop. So who knows what's going to happen? Was that like official or is that just a rumor? Or
it's rumor. There's nothing official.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So the next official thing is from Jessica Jones, coming out later this year,
mm-hmm.
is that Rosario Dawson will appear in Jessica Jones.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah, so let's get some crossover there on the series, and mm-hmm. a new logo, officially released logo for the series, has been revealed. If you take a look at it, I mean, it's Jessica Jones, but it looks like it's cut into, like, four pieces. Like,
yeah.
Kind of like a cross. I don't know if it looks like it's supposed to be sliced or what. But, I mean, it's okay. It's nothing special.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot going on there, but this is just a good sign that we'll be seeing more soon. I mean, when we got the official Daredevil logo, the new stuff, trailers, tidbits, official screenshots weren't far behind it, so.
Yeah, I'm hopefully, I mean, honestly, I hope they do a great intro, kind of like they did with Daredevil, like the intro mm-hmm. sequence. That was kind of mind-blowing stuff still, too. I like to go back and rewatch that.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of development work that they're going to have to do with Jessica Jones and the audience, just because, okay, so Daredevil might not necessarily be, like, a big name, but he's had a movie out there, you know, Ben Affleck played him, whether it was good or not, he was on people's radar at one point in time, and, you know, he's made crossover appearances in, like, popular cartoon shows, like, you know, Spider-Man back in the 90s, and I have a feeling he might have popped up maybe once or twice in the X-Men, I don't know. Either way, people are a little bit more familiar with him, for sure, than they are Jessica Jones, so they're going to have to really let us know what Jessica Jones is all about very quickly.
Yeah, I think that'll kind of ramp up when the TV series kick back on with S.H.I.E.L.D. And not Agent Carter, I guess, will be out, but when S.H.I.E.L.D. kicks back up.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a lot of Daredevil ads with S.H.I.E.L.D., uh-huh. and I think that'll get the TV people involved. But, I mean, we have another classic case of Ant-Man here. Nobody really knows Ant-Man. Nobody really knows Jessica Jones, right? Mm-hmm. They've got an uphill battle in front of them. And not necessarily saying the Marvel logo will, you know, draw people on, but it could also draw people on. Just having that Marvel logo.
So are we pretty sure then the next series, I guess the next series after Jessica Jones will be the next season of Daredevil, and then what do we have after their Daredevil?
Actually, Luke Cage, which is our next point.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty big rumor, pretty confirmed rumor, that the villain of Luke Cage will be Cornell Cottonmouth.
Okay. No.
And if that's not, like, a very, very, like, I wouldn't say racially charged nickname for somebody, I don't know what is. He was a villain in the early Luke Cage comic books,
uh-huh.
and he had metal teeth, like teeth made of gold, and he was, like, super strong.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a little weird, little obscure, but that's kind of coming up. But they already have the showrunner for Luke Cage we talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot think of his name off the top of my head.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, either way, it's hard to judge these shows, but you kind of got to go based on just the characters that they revolve around. I mean, Daredevil was a very unique character. He wore a legitimate superhero costume. He had, I guess, a somewhat superpower, but, you know, he was basically kind of like a Spider-Man-esque character. I always, when I think of Daredevil, the closest hero I usually think about is Spider-Man, just kind of how they fit together really well. So then we segue into a Jessica Jones, which is just, you know, kind of a strong person. We're going to go back into Luke Cage, which is just going to be like another strong person. And then after that, we can finally get to Iron Fist, which is a little bit more than just a strong person. You know, he has martial arts. He's, you know, he's got some magic up his sleeve. He's got mythical background. So, like, I'm kind of hoping that, you know, Netflix can really drive these next two series home, just because they just feel less special to me almost.
I mean, what do you mean? Like, you know, Luke Cage and Jessica Jones? Or
yeah, they seem very similar when it comes to, like, their set of superpowers. I mean, they're basically just strong people, and they're so similar. They end up as a couple. You know, well, obviously they break up probably a few times, but I don't know. I just feel like what's going to differentiate the Luke Cage show and the Jessica Jones show besides the villains that they fight?
I think first off that they are. She's, you know, kind of like a detective kind of person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was kind of a.k.a. Jessica Jones. Like, she's been a superhero before. She hung up the ropes. Mm-hmm. She didn't even fly because she could never get the hang of it. Luke Cage, however, was in prison, and he's all to get out. Like, first, a crime he didn't commit, but he, you know, says, I will be your test subject for something if, you know, if I can get out. So that's kind of where he got his powers from. And I'm not even sure. He appears in Jessica Jones, but I'm not sure if he has his powers yet or not then.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really going to be, you know, how the showrunners tell that story. And I think Jessica Jones is going to focus more on, like, her, like, deals with the Purple Man, who, like, kind of, like, has, like, this mental grip on her at some point because he can control people. And I think Luke Cage is going to be more, like, street brawl. Like, very, like, I imagine him more kind of like a Colossus kind of character.
I mean, I guess the best way I can kind of put this out is that I'm not necessarily looking forward to Jessica Jones. I'm not really worried about it, but I'm definitely not, like, counting down the days like I was with, with Daredevil.
Yeah, and again, I think it's an uphill battle. Like, you know, we had one bad Daredevil, and we're like, well, let's see what Marvel can do with Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really had a bad Jessica Jones. So.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but I think so far what Netflix has showed us has been excellent, so I'm not worried, I'm just not really excited yet.
Yeah.
That's what trailers are for, though.
It's true, and we do need those. And hopefully, you know, with, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. coming back, which brings us to our next point, to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Season 3 has some new casting coming on here, and some recurring cast. Constance Zimmer, an actress, has joined the cast for full-time Season 3. She's known for being an Entourage in House of Cards, apparently. Uh-huh. She plays like a foil to Coulson.
Oh, okay.
Like, she's the leader of another organization that's kind of going against S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
And then also Blair Underwood will be returning. He was the guy who played Agent May's husband.
Oh, okay.
And we definitely see him, like, I think he would be the guy to, like, he's like a psychologist or something like that. So he was talking to Coulson and trying to help people, you know, become accustomed to their powers.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did that with Skye. So I think if they're going to bring more superpowered people, they're going to need a superpowered, not a superpowered, but a psychiatrist for superpowered people.
But yeah, I mean, July's already over. The summer is dwindling down. If you haven't had a chance to catch up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2, you can do that on Netflix, because we had a pretty action-packed season finale there. So I think it should get everyone excited for Season 3.
Yeah, definitely. And honestly, we're less than 2 months away, so, and they're filming, so I'm excited to see where that goes.
Yeah, I got to know how Coulson, fixes himself. I don't want to spoil what happened, because apparently we did it once already, but...
Well, we can spoil it when Season 3 starts.
Yeah, we'll do that, so get your shit together, people. Go watch Season 2.
Get your shit together. So, Ant-Man, I sadly have not seen it again. Not for lack of trying, it's been busy.
Mm-hmm.
Some news. Michael Douglas has not signed on for more films yet.
Mm, okay.
But he said he would like to if that opportunity presented himself.
Yeah, I mean, I almost assumed that, I mean, in the film, he, you know, you have an older character in the film, and you basically have the decision where you could kill him or you could not kill him. So obviously he does not die in the movie, since we're announcing the news that he's not signed on for any more films. But I was kind of expecting, you know, oh, they'll kill him off in the movie if he's not going to show up later again in the universe. You know, like, when he didn't die, I was just like, okay, we'll be seeing him again soon. So,
well, my imagination for this is that they don't need to sign him on for bigger parts,
mm-hmm.
but they can bring him back for smaller roles, kind of like the guy in Thor, the scientist. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, hey, we're doing all this stuff. We need to upgrade our Ant-Man tech. Let's go see what Michael Douglas has for us.
Yeah, that could be true, too. Well, the thing is, I think the biggest reason why he hasn't signed on for anything is because we don't have a Ant-Man season sequel announced. And I don't, they can't even really fit it in before phase three is over. So if there's going to be another Ant-Man film, it's kind of way out. So,
well, I don't know. Do you think they'd sign him on for other? I mean, I thought my assumption is when Marvel signs someone for more films, it's not necessarily title films. Uh-huh. It's like Ant-Man. You know, Paul Rudd has signed on for multiple films, even though there's no Ant-Man 2 confirmed, but he's coming back for Civil War and Infinity War.
Yeah, well, I think the thing is, Michael Douglas, he's kind of like one of those top billing actors. You know, they intentionally wanted him in Ant-Man because they wanted a well-known actor to really anchor the film. You know, because people may or may not be familiar with Paul Rudd from some of the comedies that he's been on over the years, but everyone knows who Michael Douglas is. So I don't know, maybe they're like, we could sign him on, or we could use the Michael Douglas money to maybe program or CG develop the Hulk in a couple more frames. I don't know.
Well, again, I think it's an option to bring them back. It's not saying you have to come back. Mm-hmm. Like, if you sign on. So, like, I think, you know, Edward Norton signed on for so many films, but they chose not to re-up him when they came to recast that character.
I mean, I really don't know what Michael Douglas would necessarily do. If he was going to be in a film, I would just kind of expect him in, like, a science lab next to a couple other scientists for like a you know, just like a nice little scene. So I don't think he's going to be the main character of anything in the next, you know, 5 years. So
no, I'm totally agreeing. I just think I'm just really surprised of all the Marvel contracts you don't hear, unless, you know, they die, like most of their villains, they don't have multiple picture contract. They do, and for someone that big, I thought they'd try to lock him in, but oh well. Mm. That brings us to Spider-Man, who we will definitely probably be seeing a lot of. Apparently, the actor Tom Holland's already filmed his Civil War cameo.
Yeah, and that is the biggest word right there, is cameo. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say I was under the impression, but I thought he was going to have a larger role in Civil War than just cameo. So it's... Because, you know, we had early reports before this Marvel-Sony deal ever happened that there was two versions of Civil War script. They had one that was leaning on Black Panther, and then they had one with Spider-Man in it. Basically, it sounded like they had options depending on what happened. And it sounded like Spider-Man was going to be a pretty strong thread through the film. I guess now it's just kind of come down to a cameo.
Well, I would say, yeah, that's definitely true, because whenever they cast him, production has already been in several, like a month or so of Civil War. Mm-hmm. And rather than putting that money and going back and refilming that, I think they just went forward with it, mm-hmm. what they had, and then made sure that Spider-Man did get in there somehow.
Yeah. And I mean, it looks like if it's already been filmed, I mean, we've already been seeing some shots from the set, so it must have been a closed set. It must have been very secretive. We don't really know anything about it. I guess that could be kind of the bright side of this cameo, is if he's not going to play a big part in the film, which, you know, I guess it kind of makes sense when you think about it, because that would kind of steal the show. I mean, really, the first time Spider-Man gets to pop up in a Marvel movie, you know, basically it should just be called Spider-Man Civil War if he's going to be in it. So maybe it's good that it's just a cameo, but I kind of like that maybe we don't know much about it yet. So when he pops up, we don't know when it's going to happen. I hope they do a good job and they don't shoehorn it into the trailer and ruin the surprise.
I don't think they will. I mean, they Ant-Man, spoilers. All right. Falcon scene, I didn't know anything about that until I went in.
Oh, yeah. But you got to stay away from those TV spots, because apparently that was spoiled in the TV spots.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for those. Speaking of Spider-Man, if they filmed it, that means they've already have the suit designed. Mm-hmm. Which brings us to the next thing. There are people on set. They've actually seen the outfit, the suit, some people have, and we're trying to talk about it but not show images, so they're like, trying to find a legal way to describe the suit to people.
Okay.
And then what we get is this image from a DeviantArt post from like 2012, nowhere near real. Like, this is not the official outfit. Uh-huh. But this is how he would best describe the outfit to someone if they were to show like this 15-year-old Spider-Man outfit.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So someone on the set of Civil War who had a chance to see Tom Holland and his Spider-Man getup walk through the set was just like, okay, I know what it looks like now. And then he found this post or this illustration on DeviantArt and be like, hey, yeah, that's pretty close. You know, that's similar to what we got going on the set. So if this is true, obviously this artist is great because this illustration is just awesome and I love the concept behind it. But, you know, I think it's cool because it definitely reminds me of like a Spider-Man that doesn't have the costume yet. You know, he's very much just doing this on his own. He's young, you know, he's trying to learn how to be a superhero. And I think it's kind of cool because it reminds me a little bit of Scarlet Spider.
Definitely. I see a lot of, a lot of different Spider-Man. I see Spider-Man Noir. I see the Scarlet Spider. I see there's an Indian version of Spider-Man. Like, mm-hmm. He's from Pakistan, like that version. So this is something I can imagine a 15-year-old who was bitten by a spider having powers make to kind of do his Spider-Man outfits.
Yeah, it's very practical. You know, one thing that they've never, ever been able to do in the movies, in the Spider-Man movies yet, was logically explain how this kid creates like this beautiful like Spider-Man costume, because I tried to make a Spider-Man costume once for Comic-Con and it is hard as shit. And there are some great people out there right now that are making high tier top quality Spider-Man costumes for conventions, and I follow them on the internet to try to learn their ways. But it takes like a lot of work, it takes a lot of practice, lots of trial and error, and a lot of experience in sewing, and usually a professional somewhere off-site that they pay to print this Lycra, you know, this spandex material with a pattern. So I can never believe it when just like this random teenager in high school on screen just automatically has the costume. So this makes a lot of sense. You know, it looks like we just got like a hoodie, you know, we got some like running pants, some shin guards, slap on some goggles.
And his feet are open to grip with.
Yeah, and this is a great way to solve the problem how he gets his real costume, because if he's hooking up with the Avengers, if he's getting close with like Tony Stark or Captain America, I mean, they're part of the Avengers. They can easily have like the Avengers or S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever's left of S.H.I.E.L.D. Someone can whip up a real costume for him. He doesn't have to make anything. Basically how Miles gets his in the comics.
Exactly. And a lot of people are talking about an Iron Spider suit at some point. Mm-hmm. And he gets that from Tony Stark. Yeah. So. That's kind of where that's going with that. So I can see that. I want to see it. The writers of the film are going and went in Friday to see uh-huh. the suit themselves before they start their, you know, working with that in the script.
Okay.
And so I buy it. So take a look at that. Let us know what you think. Lastly, the biggest bit of rumor is a screenshot of people who are in talks to play roles in Spider-Man with yeah. other cast.
Now this is like a rumor beyond all rumors, because you know, if you're looking at this, it is just a Microsoft Word document with names typed out. You almost want to think it's real just because it would be the laziest fake on the planet, you know?
Yeah, it would. And here's the thing is, you couldn't make some of these things up if you tried. And let me go through this. First off, we have Peter Parker, Spider-Man, Tom Holland's confirmed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the Vulture. Okay. We haven't seen the Vulture yet. You know, that mm-hmm. this would be the first time. And I think Marvel would pick someone, I guess, different to be the villain.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vulture played by Billy Zane. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I can't even remember the last thing I saw Billy Zane in. I mean, he looked like
Zoolander.
he looked like he could fit the part. I mean, it's not as crazy as the next one, basically.
Right. So the next one is Matt Gargan, aka the Scorpion, played by Jason Biggs.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense if Marvel's doing the casting. If Marvel was doing the casting, I'd be like, why the hell did they pick Jason Biggs? But if Sony was in charge of this casting, I could totally believe Sony would be dumb enough to cast Jason Biggs as the Scorpion. So that is really bizarre, and I think just more when you look at this, like, what is this from? Is this supposed to be, like, an executive's notes, or is this someone out there who heard the information and then typed it out from himself? Because, like, I don't think an executive would be putting confirmed and
finally. Well, I mean, let's take that off the table. Maybe someone heard it and typed it up. Whether okay. this is a screenshot of something legit or not, the choice of Jason Biggs...
Yeah,
the pie fucker. being the Scorpion. Like, I don't know what version of Scorpion they would choose. That's like, yeah. This is like going back to the Venom casting from Spider-Man 3.
Exactly. That's what I thought too, which made me think Sony. It makes sense to pair the Vulture and the Scorpion up together in a team. I think that could work out well for the movie because there are two villains that we haven't seen yet. We can't do, can't just do Goblin again for a brand new Spider-Man movie. We've had enough Goblins. I want to see Dr. Octopus come back very much so. Because I mean, Spider-Man 2 was a great film, and I think Doc Ock is probably one of the best Spider-Man villains out there. Uh-huh. Just because he's on par with Peter intellectually, and he's just one of the coolest villains. Those mechanical arms are just super awesome. It's really tied to science. I really liked that. So I would really like to see Doc Ock come back. You know, if they're going to turn Spider-Man into a new trilogy, maybe I'd like to see Doc Ock crop up in the third film. Maybe put Mysterio in the second film. But
Mysterio. That was my, yeah. I'm agreeing with you. Mysterio would have been a great one as well.
Yeah. But I think the Vulture and Scorpion teamed up together could be pretty cool. You know, I like the animal connection there. You know, we got spiders, vultures, and scorpions. You know, we could put like a funny tongue in cheek joke in there somewhere to quip with.
Jason Biggs is the joke in there. I'm sorry, I just can't. I mean, I know we shouldn't judge before because you know Ben Affleck as Batman and Jared Leto as the Joker. Like,
but the thing, I just can't picture Jason Biggs.
Yeah, like, he's not done anything serious.
I've never seen like as much as I can remember of the Scorpion outside of his suit. I don't think Jason Biggs. You know, I think of like a criminal, like a punk. Just a dude that's just like robbing banks, you know. I'm thinking of someone with scars, tattoos, you know, someone who's beefed up in prison. You know, I'm not thinking of Jason Biggs.
Yeah, I can't either. And that's not even like the weirdest thing. We're gonna keep going through this list. They've got a Mary Jane Watson as Rachel Fox. I don't know who that is.
I'd have to look that up.
Harry Osborn's a Timothy Chalamet. I don't know who that is. Liz Allen, who actually becomes like, I think she's Firestorm,
mm-hmm.
or Firestarter, or Fire something. She is in this movie as well as cast as, I just lost the image, Sammy Gale, don't know who that is. Flash Thompson is Jacob Lattimore, don't know who that is. Jonah Jameson, Hugh Laurie.
I have to hear the voice. I think that would be not a bad casting because you need... I mean, you got to fill J.K. Simmons' shoes somehow. And, you know, I get it. People out there are going to be like, oh, why can't you just get J.K. Simmons back? Like, do you realize how weird that is? Like, we get it that he is the best Jonah that there will ever be. No one will deny that. But it's so weird to bring him back when he's already been in Spider-Man movies. It's just going to seem weird. They kind of want a clean slate. But I think Hugh Laurie could do it. You know, I got to hear the Jonah voice, though. That's the, you know, I got to see that casting video.
Yeah, he does. I think as long as he doesn't do House as you know, the head of the Daily Bugle, like he'll be fine. He just needs to be more fired up.
Yeah, but he can be a dick, though. He can be a dick an American accent, and that's good. But as for all these other younger people casting, I totally make sense that we're like, who are these people? Who are these people? Just right. Like we did with Tom Holland.
Exactly,
you
know, yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, they got to cast these younger faces that maybe have been – like, maybe they've showed up once or twice in, like, an ABC Family TV show or something that we've never seen them in. I don't know. So, yeah, we're not really going to know these younger people.
Yeah, but I think the important thing is that there's no Gwen Stacy.
Uh-huh.
And they're actually, you know, including Flash Thompson again to beat up Peter Parker. Mm-hmm. And Liz Allen plays a large part in the Spider-Man comics, especially Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah. And also we have this addition of Iron Man in the film, which we've talked about a little bit before.
Yep, Robert Downey Jr. I don't believe this is, you know, now that I see that they spelled out Jr. on this list, I don't believe this is an official list.
Yeah, if it was someone that heard it that was typing it out, that could be a theory too. I don't know, it's just, if Iron Man was going to be in the film, it wouldn't be a bad idea, just because it would be a way to tie it to the Marvel Universe, but it would definitely just be a cameo. Yeah, it wouldn't be anything more than that.
Someone's got to give him the suit and tell him how to be a real hero.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, take a look at this list. Let us know what you think. Again, I'm hung up on Jason Biggs as Scorpion.
Yeah.
And if I just Google search Jason Biggs, like, I'm just like, there's no way. There's no way. That guy looks too goofy.
Maybe this was a way for the studio to judge the final negotiations of Jason Bigg. Maybe someone over there at Sony Marvel was just like, I can't believe Jason Biggs is in here. He's in the final negotiations, about to get the Scorpion role. No one's going to like this. I'm going to leak the list and let the internet blow up about it, and then he'll get fired and we can get someone else in here.
Yeah, we can only hope so.
Yeah. I mean, Jason Biggs, you're a fine actor. Yes. You're just not the Scorpion.
you're not the Scorpion we need. Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, when this movie rolls around, Marvel, Sony, I don't know who I have to direct this anymore because it's just so all over the place. You guys got to come hard. I mean, you got to step up to the plate. You got to swing a home run because you got – three shitty Spider-Man movies you gotta just trounce and just walk over.
If X-Men can do it, you can.
Yeah, you gotta wipe it off your boots because, I mean, before Spider-Man comes out, you're gonna have some awesome films before you show up on the screen, so you gotta compete with a lot of shit, man.
Yeah. Speaking of casting stuff, since we're on the topic of Jason Biggs, Captain Marvel, there's a rumor going around that Emily Blunt could be the main person for that.
All right. So I think the last reported on this, we thought it could be Charlize Theron, right?
Yeah. That was kind of like I think that falls in line more like fan casting, like popular fan votes for that.
Uh-huh.
Emily Blunt has been offered two Marvel roles before, and she turned them both down.
Mm-hmm.
She was the original Black Widow before Scarlett Johansson took it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was also offered Agent Carter before Hayley Atwell took it.
Well, I could see her possibly turning down Agent Carter, one, because it was just a supporting role in Captain America. So I'm, you know, these, when someone wants to get to movie star level, I think you kind of turn down those supporting roles. And then, you know, maybe she was just kind of unsure about Marvel, you know, I mean, either way you slice it, Black Widow is still kind of a supporting character. She's just in a team. But I saw Edge of Tomorrow. She was killer in Edge of Tomorrow. She was awesome, even though I guess she still was playing second banana to Tom Cruise in there anyway. But I don't know. I'd like to see her step up to the plate. I thought she was really cool. I want to see her in a lead role as a superhero. That'd be cool.
Marvel likes her to ask her twice. So, I mean,
yeah,
I could definitely see it. And I'd buy it. As a Captain Marvel, I'd totally buy her as a Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Some other rumors. Star Wars!
Star Wars!
Damn. We got a lot of rumors extra, this week. There. What?
I said I put a little extra zazz on the end of that one.
Good. We needed that, because I don't know how you're going to feel after this one. There's a TV series rumored for Netflix based on Star Wars.
Netflix, what can't you do?
I don't know. Maybe stop giving us rumors and give us actual things. I'm tired of waiting for stuff. Damn it. No, I'm sorry. But, yeah, so, I mean, I don't know how a Star Wars TV series would play out. It'd be live action, but what do you feel?
This is, I mean, they gotta do as much as they can. They gotta pay off that, like, what, $3-4 billion they paid to George Lucas? They gotta recoup that investment somehow. But either way, I don't think anyone would be mad about this. I think that's cool. I mean, the Marvel Netflix shows are awesome. I think it just kind of depends on where you decide to take Star Wars, because we're kind of unsure about the future of Star Wars when it comes down to the characters. You know, we don't know how much of the old cast is going to stick around. You know, we have like Leia, Han, and Luke reprising roles in future Star Wars films, but we don't know if they're going to stick around. You know, does J.J. Abrams and does Disney want to just do kind of like a fresh movie, you know, by their eighth movie, their ninth movie? Do they just want to have their whole new cast set up and ready to go? So what do you do? Do you just introduce more new people and make a new show? I don't know.
Yeah, I think this is, I mean, I envision this more along the lines of the shield of Star Wars.
Okay.
There's, you know, a bigger evil organization at work, and I imagine this will take place in the 7, 8, 9 worlds rather than pre stuff. So, like, there's this dark series, like dark thing, and this might take place on the outer rim or something. I don't know. I'm on the fence. I can go either way. Just give me more details on it. That's all I want from Netflix. If it's true.
I would like to hear from Star Wars fans out there what you guys would like to see in a Netflix TV series, just because the lore of Star Wars is just so widespread and there's so many branches that you could take a show. So I would like to hear what people would like to see on Netflix. Maybe they'd like to see something from the past. Maybe they want to see something from the future. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's hard to tell because, you know, Star Wars has really nuked all the expanded universe stuff with the announcement of 7. So we'll have to see where they want to take that after all this other stuff starts coming out. Another rumor for Star Wars, Rogue One, is that Felicity Jones is playing the daughter of Boba Fett in that film.
Ah, so Boba Fett has a daughter now, huh?
Maybe. We don't know. It's a rumor. But, I mean, it depends on how... I mean, Boba Fett seems old enough to have a daughter come Empire Strikes Back. Return of the Jedi. It takes place pre-episode 4. So, I don't know. I can go either way on this. I don't care what role she is.
Yeah. This is basically... We need D23 to come. I think maybe we're 2 episodes away from talking about D23, maybe 3, but we really need this conference to clear some things up with Star Wars because, you know, we had that leaked slate image around Comic-Con time for the movies that could possibly be coming. It sounds like Boba Fett's supposed to be in, like, every movie now in some incarnation. Like, he's either going to be in the past, he's going to have a daughter attached to some movie, somehow Han Solo is going to be in there with him. I mean, Boba Fett, I know he's so hot right now, but he can't be in every Star Wars movie, so I really need this to explain.
What I'm thinking is that the anthology films will all be connected somehow. Through, like, not directly, but, like, the events of one will affect the events of another.
Okay.
And they're all going to be kind of connected, but not as, like, you know, 1, 2, 3, but, like, they all exist because the other things happened.
Okay.
And I think, you know, Boba Fett is probably one of those connecting threads. That, you know, him and his legacy is kind of those connecting threads rather than
there. I mean, I can see that. Man, D23 can't be soon enough because I don't know how to feel about this yet because, I mean, we could just say, like, oh, Boba Fett, he's going to be the Netflix movie. I mean, we could just put that rumor out there and people will run with it until D3 comes out.
Yeah, D23 is coming up here. I wish it had the dates actually on the homepage because I'm looking at it and it's just not telling me what dates it is. But either way, I really, really want that to come around the corner. Yeah.
It's in August. It's in mid-August, so we will be reporting on it soon.
Fun fact, D23, the D stands for Disney, and the 23 represents 1923, the year that Walt Disney arrived in California.
Okay. Oh, wow, the D stands for Disney. I had no idea. But
the 23 was what was confusing me. I had no idea. where did that come from?
Well, they're going to announce 23 Star Wars properties. That's what it was.
Oh, my God. Don't even tempt me with such good greatness. Good greatness. I don't know.
I'm all over the place. Yeah, but, I mean, outside of Star Wars, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I've been playing Arkham Knight. I've been doing. Have you played it at all? Have you played any of the Batman Arkham games?
I played about an hour or two of one Batman game. I can't remember what it was, but it was fun. I don't know. It's hard for me to find time to fit video games into the crazy ongoings of life, but it was definitely fun, so I'm glad to hear that you were able to finish it.
Yeah, so I've played all three, and I did not play the prequel, which was like Arkham Origins, but I played Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, and then Arkham Knight just came out for the Xbox One, and I actually had a really good time with it. It's a great story, the characters are interesting, and it's very, very Joker heavy throughout them, but like other characters come along and kind of steal the show as well. Like in the new one, you get the Man Bat is a character you will meet in this one, and Scarecrow really, really comes up strong in the first and third one. So it's crazy, it's awesome, it's fun. If you guys have not played them, I recommend you go out and buy them. You can get Arkham Asylum and Arkham City for the 360, PlayStation 3, and Arkham Knight is only for the current gen consoles.
Oh. Well, I know one game that you can't buy right now is the Iron Man mod for GTA 5, which I just saw a video of last week. Oh, man, it looks so much. Looks like so much fun. Apparently, they did this mod in GTA 4, but now they're trying to add it to this game. But, man, it looks like so much fun. It's basically you get to be Iron Man walking around Los Santos Yeah. And it was so cool because, you know, at first the video demo is kind of boring. It's just kind of like glamour shots of the camera rotating around him. Then this car drives by and he just charges at it and punches it and it flies all halfway across the neighborhood. And I was just like, holy shit, this looks like so much fun. Like, I think the mod probably comes out in a couple weeks, but I'm pretty sure you got to have to have it on PC because I don't know how you load it onto a console.
Yeah, you can only mod the PC versions. And it's funny, Brian, my cohort with Comic UI, who's probably listening right now, he actually showed me that a couple weeks ago, and it's pretty exciting, and it kind of gives me hope that you maybe... I hear Marvel video games for consoles are coming around on the horizon.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be kind of like a proof of concept for it.
Yeah, I want... That's what it made me think. I was just like, if we're getting these solid Batman games that kind of exist in their own universe, they don't really have to worry about rights or properties or whatever, I would love to see, like, a standalone Iron Man game. That would be super cool, where, like, the developers don't have to worry about multiple heroes, you know, like they do with the Lego games. You know, they can just concentrate on Iron Man, the different suits that he can get, the different powers that he has, really make fun gameplay.
I'm gonna stop you right there, because those exist. I actually own all the Marvel games for 360.
Mm-hmm.
Each character had its own standalone game that had no... that doesn't bother with the cinematic universe, and didn't bother to cross over with other films.
Well, I can't imagine that they were award-winning or anywhere special, or I would have heard about them in some point.
Iron Man 1 and Iron Man 2 games are probably the worst offenders.
Well,
they're exactly what you described.
Okay. Well, I mean, are they kind of marketed around, like, the movie? Do they come out around the time the movie comes out?
Yes and no. A lot of them were built and then released only when the movie came out, but they were, like, being worked on separately. A game, for example, is X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Uh-huh.
The movie sucks, right?
Yeah.
Video game kicks ass. Like, that's one of the best video games ever because, like, they built it and then they had a year before the movie came out, so they spent more time making it better.
Yeah, I mean, I would just love, you know, if, you know, I assume Disney has the rights to these games now, right? Because they own all of Marvel.
Disney can license them to other studios.
Okay, I would just love Disney to take the video game seriously for once, because they're definitely taking their movie and TV properties very seriously. I mean, the video game industry is very, very profitable. It's very huge. I mean, these Batman games are gigantic. I would love it if they would, like, set aside, like, a video game division that knows what they're doing and just really go hardcore into, like, some awesome Marvel games. I mean, we're getting a really cool Star Wars game coming out that I really want to play, and it looks like I'm going to have to get either, like, a nice PC or a next-gen console because I want to play this new Star Wars game coming out.
I tell you, if you do want to go pick up the Marvel Cinematic Universe characters on their videos, Captain America, the First Avenger, or whatever it's called, is the best one. It plays like the Batman games does.
Okay.
So imagine instead of Batman fighting people like that, it's Captain America, right?
Hmm.
So it was entertaining. So if you want to go look at those, great. Arkham Knight, awesome game. I recommend it for anyone who's a fan of the series and characters.
Oh, okay.
So another rumor for Batman versus Superman is Jenna Malone. You might know her from the Hunger Games movies, I believe. She is rumored to be Robin. From the Dark Knight Returns comic, the chick Robin, because she dyed her hair red and had it kind of short. Well, now the newest rumor is that she's Barbara Gordon / Oracle. Who actually plays a really, really big role in these Batman Arkham games, so that's kind of why I wanted to bring that up. I don't care what she plays. there are too many characters being added in those movies. I just kind of want to see Batman and Superman and maybe take Wonder Woman out even.
Yeah, Robin's gonna stay at a wink and a nod in the movie. We're not gonna see Robin in the movie, so
you think we'll get Nightwing?
No, honestly, I don't think we will. If we do, it's just gonna be like Batman needs some info. He goes on a dark corner. Nightwing walks down the alleyway, hands Batman like a piece of paper. They share a couple words, and it's over.
And then make out a little bit.
Maybe just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
You know, that's one theory that I've always been totally on board with, and it doesn't even sound out of bounds that Batman's gay. Just because he's never showed much of a love interest in, you know, in his storylines. I'm sure that there's probably one or two comics out there where he's got, like, a boner for some chick, like, through the whole storyline. But most of the time, he's just very much concentrated on justice for a city and everything like that. So it's kind of fun to think about it that way.
Well, he does have a child with, I think it's one of the Talia al Ghul.
Uh-huh.
And he becomes Robin. But
well,
he's Damian. It's weird. We're not going to get into that. That's a story for another day.
Right,
Batman
in.
Batman boners are for another day.
Do you think Batman's gay? Tweet us at Superhero Slate. Let us know.
Yeah, hashtag Batman's gay. So
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not that there's anything wrong with that at all. He can do whatever he wants to do. Funny story in the comics.
Batman got you all worked up over there.
Barbara Gordon, I believe, was Batgirl at one point.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think, and then Batgirl, they had a big throw up where she was supposed to be gay.
Everyone's gay. At some point in time, every superhero's gay.
Yeah, so I don't know. I was just thinking that. Anyway, on to the next point. Another story is that Supergirl has a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Called Reactron.
No idea who that is.
Played by Chris Browning of Sons of Anarchy.
Is that like the main guy in Sons of Anarchy?
No.
All right. Then I don't know.
I don't know either.
More just, unknowns.
For people who like Sons of Anarchy, that's who it is.
We're just reporting the news, folks.
So in the comics, his name is Ben Kroll.
Uh-huh.
And he has, like, the power to generate radiation from his body and can focus it into, like, blasting it.
Uh-huh.
And currently in the comics, he's equipped with a heart made of gold kryptonite.
Okay.
so he can, like, render Kryptonians powerless for, like, a small amount of, like, time. Mm-hmm. He's a big Superman villain, but, you know, he's going to be appearing in Supergirl. I don't know what form. We know the Flash likes to take, you know, liberties with some of the characters, and so does Arrow. So we'll definitely have to see what they do there.
Yeah.
Next big bit of news. We've been talking about Chris Pine all over the past couple weeks.
Yeah. Is he going to be Lantern? Is he going to be in the Wonder Woman movie? What's he going to do?
Wonder Woman movie. He's pretty much all the reports are he has signed on to play Steve Trevor in Wonder Woman.
Do you think he's kind of bummed because everyone was blowing up thinking he was going to be a Green Lantern and now he's just stuck being Steve Trevor?
I think he had the choice. And I think he made the choice himself.
Oh, wow.
And by that, I think maybe he didn't want to take on another franchise because of Star Trek.
Maybe he just wants to, he wants an Oscar. Maybe he wants to do some of those more artsy movies. I saw a trailer of a film he's got coming out where he plays like someone in the Coast Guard and it's based on historical events. It looks like a pretty intense movie.
Huh. Maybe he just wants to switch spots with Jason Biggs.
Yeah, I could definitely see him being a better Scorpion than Jason Biggs could.
Well, he wants to be in comedy, and Jason Biggs wants to be taken seriously in comic book movies.
Why don't they just join together and make their own buddy cop movie?
No, we don't need that.
I'd watch that.
Take it back.
No.
All right. Fantastic Four is also coming out pretty soon, right?
Oh, can I take that back?
Not yet. Funny story though, the review embargo lifts the day before the release.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
And the same day for actually print media. So, did you remember when did you start hearing about Age of Ultron reviews and Ant-Man reviews?
I mean, it was, I want to say, this is kind of just a number off the top of my head, but I want to say we started hearing things like close to 4 to 6 weeks out, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I would go within a month, three to 4 weeks myself or some, just to be on the safe side. But day before, that's not a good sign for
that. Is not a good sign. I mean, you have to think about it this way. You know, just logically, if you were a studio, why would you only let people talk about your film the day before it comes out? It's because it's not good. We've gotten nothing but bad news from this movie. So, like I've been preaching every episode, lower those expectations, folks. Lower it all the way to the ground. And then get a shovel, and then dig into the ground, and then just keep going until you hit water. And then you're going to want to get some snorkeling gear. And then when the snorkel gets too short, you're going to want to switch to scuba gear. Then you're going to swim down, and then down and down and down and down. And then, you know, just settle into the nice water table. And then that's where your expectations should be, Chris. Right there.
Okay, so let's take a step back here. Let me just do a comparison. I just on Rotten Tomatoes earlier today, okay?
Okay.
The movie that comes out the same week is Shaun the Sheep.
Okay.
Okay? It has 100% tomato meter.
Okay.
39 reviews.
Okay. It's kind of hard to say. You can never really trust the reviews until the movie comes out just because you're not really sure what exactly you're getting there.
Well, but these are all still, top critics. These are not, like, people just giving it an early rating.
Uh-huh.
So I went by top critics.
Okay, gotcha.
Fantastic Four says no score yet. So I mean, if I'm just, you know, thinking, hey, what should I go do this weekend? Look at Rotten Tomatoes or whatever rating system you use. Ask Siri, whatever the fuck you want. And she's like, well, sorry, Fantastic Four doesn't have shit yet. But Shaun the Sheep's 100%. Which one are you going to pick?
Yeah, exactly. This is just going to be rough. You know, if it's the day before it releases, it's going to be Thursday. You know, we'll probably be seeing it Thursday night at midnight. Actually, maybe
seven.
Not.
I'm going at 7.
Maybe I'll just wait until, like, Sunday morning or something like that. But I want to go in.
But then you'll come record the show all depressed.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, guys. We don't want any superhero movie to suck, okay? But we just got to... We gotta prepare ourselves. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, it's pretty much true. Yeah. I'm going in. I'm gonna go in excited. You know, because it's a superhero movie, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
A bad one will make the good ones look that much better. So that's what I'm going in with. So yeah, Fantastic Four. Don't expect to hear reviews until probably I'll post my review next Thursday on Comic UI.
Yeah, and don't expect to. Don't expect to stay after the credits because there's no after credit scene, and don't expect to pay any extra money for a 3D release because they scrapped that too.
Yeah, if you're going to see the 3D release of Fantastic Four, you're getting gypped.
Yeah,
because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine. And maybe we'll have a small spoiler cast for this next week. I don't know yet.
We got to let the people know. We'll definitely be letting you guys know at some point in time.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll be next week.
Man, this movie's just sneaking up on me too. I had no. Is it this week?
Yeah, the 8th.
Wow, I had no. Wow, okay, I'm not prepared
for 7th.
For this.
Yeah,
I had no idea. It just goes to show you if this movie can sneak up on you.
Yeah,
it's not a good sign.
It's not a good thing. It's gonna chloroform the shit out of you.
Oh, no.
Well, that's a joke for. Pixels, but we're gonna talk some X-Men Apocalypse here. We're coming up on the hour, so let's go ahead and jump through some of this stuff.
Yeah,
two new images from X-Men Apocalypse. First off, we have one in the Cerebro room, mm-hmm. showing that doesn't look like Havoc, but it is Havoc. Like, it's the same actor who's played Havoc, Lucas Till, mm-hmm. With Mystique in human form, Beast in human form, and Maura McTaggart, who is returning mm-hmm. from First Class.
Yeah,
very very blue room, honestly. Very, very 80s outfits. And it looks like Lucas Till / Havoc has fired a blast off from his chest and burnt his shirt.
Aw, poor shirt.
My assumption is this is a standoff with Apocalypse protecting Professor X in that room.
Possibly. Maybe we got Psylocke on the other side of that camera that's coming down the hallway ready to bust some balls.
Well, we can only hope.
Man, Olivia Munn put up a little video maybe a day or two ago of her doing some, like, freestyle fighting. Uh-huh. I don't know if she has martial arts experience in the past. And if she doesn't, she definitely picked it up very quickly. So I'm hoping we get some pretty awesome fighting from her in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's great when they don't use wires and they actually, like, have the actors and actresses doing it. So
mm-hmm.
it's great. Next up is a very peculiar picture of... Bryan Singer, he tagged it on Instagram, air guitar, looks more like some sort of erection he's holding there, but it was hashtagged Archangel.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, Archangel has the ability to shoot out metal spikes out of his wings.
Okay, so you think that's one of them?
I think that is a spike from his wing.
Oh, well, that's cool. Man, you were on top of it. You can always pick out these little things.
Yeah, well, if he hashtagged Archangel, you gotta, like, find out where is Archangel in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our best guess.
You automatically went into Jessica Jones detective mode.
I did. Thank you for noticing. I could find Carmen Sandiego. That bitch can't hide. Well, anyway, on to another Fox X-Men property, Gambit. We had some disturbing news this week.
Yeah, well, this news kind of went all over the place. I think we kind of saved it for the end just because really nothing changed.
Yeah. So big news came up that Channing Tatum was going to leave Gambit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, whatever, cool.
I think you asked me earlier in the week, oh, what do you think? And I was just like, eh.
Yeah, whatever.
Either way.
So what was funny about that is I'm thinking, like, why would Fox go through all this trouble to take him to Comic-Con and announce the movie and release dates and all this stuff and filming dates and, like, not have the deal secured with him?
Uh-huh.
And then apparently Fox came through and secured the deal yesterday, Friday, yesterday, whatever, and he's back.
Yeah.
Even though he never left.
Yeah, he never left. So Channing Tatum will 100% be Gambit. So we'll just have to see how Gambit slash Channing Tatum can hold down a whole movie by himself.
God damn it. Anyway, hopefully it's not Magic Mike with cards.
Man, it was so. It's really difficult, you know. When I put these, graphics together for our show, you know, most of the time when I'm searching these actors or actresses on Google Images, it's very easy to find nice photos of them. With Channing Tatum, every other picture he doesn't have a shirt on. So I was like, damn it, well, be in a movie where you put your shirt on.
Well, you go back to our stickers, Mike. This is definitely something that we sell sex here.
Yeah, that's true. Channing Tatum shirtless may have gotten us some more clicks.
So, good job. Something I'm excited for, the Deadpool movie trailer should be releasing tomorrow on Conan, or I guess Tuesday on Conan.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool that Conan, the guy who took his show down to Comic-Con, very much connected to the younger audience, gets to premiere Deadpool.
I can't believe it's the Red Band trailer, though. Is it because he's so late at night?
Well, he's not... I mean, it's not like he's crazy late at night. He goes on at, like, 11, so technically he goes on about, like, 30 minutes before every other late-night show. And he's on cable, so you can't just get him on an antenna. But it just seems really bizarre that you would get Red Band out of him, just because that Red Bands mean we're going to get swear words, right? I've never seen, like, you know, the F-word on Conan, but, you know, it sounds like Deadpool could drop an F-bomb in this trailer.
Yeah, it would definitely be a first for everybody on that. But also, the Green Band trailer has been classified, and I'm pretty sure with Fantastic Four coming out, that's going to be the redeeming factor of seeing it.
Yeah, but at the same time, you would have seen the better version of the trailer on Conan.
So. I hope it comes out online beforehand, honestly. Uh-huh. So, I don't have cable.
But actually, this is kind of like a little bit of a trend if you think about it. The Guardians trailer premiered on Jimmy Kimmel. And I'm pretty sure if you go to Jimmy Kimmel's YouTube page, it's like one of his most viewed videos of all time. And it's just a trailer. So this could be like a trend where superhero trailers get premiered on late night shows.
Yeah, it definitely could be. Here's the last bit of news, probably not really superhero related. Bourne 5 has added Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, we can probably run through these last four things pretty quickly. Just because they're just little bits of news, but they're things that we like, so...
Yeah, so Tommy Lee Jones is coming back to the Matt Damon-led film.
Uh-huh.
Pretty excited for that. I liked him in Captain America: First Avenger. He's one of the best parts of it.
Yeah, I never saw the fourth Bourne movie, but those first three are some of my favorite films of all time. Yeah, you're not missing
much. If they're going back to Matt Damon, that should tell you what it is.
Yeah, but I heard Jeremy Renner might be tied in the fifth film a little bit, but I think I'm going to try an experiment. If the fifth movie's going to be coming out, I think I'm going to watch the first three again, and then I'll go watch the fifth film, and I'll see if anything's left out.
Yeah, see how confused you are.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Game of Thrones, it may end with season 8.
Yeah, I think this might... Is this the first time we've ever talked about Game of Thrones on the show?
Maybe the second time, but you didn't know I liked it until... Or I didn't know I watched it. It was up to date until the other day.
Yeah, you're finally caught up, but this... Obviously, we're talking about Game of Thrones, so no spoilers here, but the show has definitely reached the nexus of where they have caught up in respects with the books, and then even the show has gone on further than some of the books. I'm not sure exactly which parts, but my brother, who's very much into the lore of Game of Thrones, informs me sometimes. But I'm glad to know that there's going to be more seasons. The showrunners appeared on this show. I think it's a IFC show. It's called like the Writer's Room or Inside the Writer's Room, and they talked about the show. But they said they are very much connected with George R. R. Martin. So they know a lot of stuff that's coming probably before a lot of people that read the books do. But either way, that's three more seasons guaranteed. That's awesome. I want this show to go on for 12 seasons. It's so good.
All right. So, yeah, three more seasons. Great. Ghostbusters, not your mama's Ghostbusters. These are a male reboot has been confirmed of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but like we said before, we're not diehard Ghostbusters
fans. No, we're not. Channing Tatum, our favorite, and Chris Pratt are eyed for the leads for this film.
Oh, well, see?
Had he left Gambit for Ghostbusters, I'd have smacked him in the face.
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens. Actually, this could be kind of cool. Maybe we'll get a female Ghostbusters movie, and then like a year or two after that, the next summer, we'll get a male Ghostbusters movie. And then in the trilogy, to end it all off, they'll all come together.
That's what she said.
Oh, zing.
Oh, yeah, I don't care either way. If they want to do... I don't know where the desire for having Ghostbusters every year comes from. It's not, you know, a hearty franchise, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But whatever, I don't care. You can have them. Whatever, I don't care. Zoolander 2 had a trailer come out today.
Yeah, I guess the only way we can really tie Zoolander into our show is, like, these are, like, superhero male models.
Well, I think the only reason we can tell you, it's a funny movie. It's one of those ones I like to look back on. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this trailer was interesting. What did you think of it?
I wish I could have saw the trailer without knowing what it was for, because they bury the lead until the very end of the trailer what it actually is. And it starts out very dramatic. I was like, man, I wish I didn't know this was a Zoolander trailer, because the payoff would have been funnier. But I hope it's funny. I mean, but the thing is, they made a sequel to Anchorman well after the fact, and that sucked dick. That was so bad. That was such a bad movie.
We have to compare it to Dumb and Dumber 2 as well, even later. Zoolander 2, the trailer suffers from something. It has a lot of callbacks to the first movie, and nothing to show us what's going forward.
It's very much a teaser trailer.
Yeah, and those callbacks to the old things, it's like, I hope it doesn't pander to those fans. Because we're going to get another one of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, Zoolander 2 trailer there. Watch it. Enjoy it. Have a good laugh. Yeah, whatever. So, we're done with the news. What else we got?
Man, well, like we said last show, if you guys leave us a review on iTunes or drop us a comment on YouTube, we'll definitely give you guys a shout-out for being supportive fans. So, we got a shout-out from Game Gloss on YouTube. He said, you know, he's a big fan of the show. He likes video game podcasts, but, you know, he was looking for a good superhero podcast, so I'm glad we could fill his shoes there. He loves listening to us every week, and we love that you listen to us, man. So he says he's going to recommend it to others, and we love that. It's hard for podcasts to gain traction every once in a while, because there's not a whole lot of a visual component. It's just a very long block of audio, which is always kind of odd to share with friends sometimes. So yeah, if you guys ever share this with friends, you're the real MVP.
yeah, and it's something, you know, podcasts are free, so you can choose any podcast for free and go with it. So you know, we're glad you choose us.
Oh,
choosy moms choose Superhero Slate.
Yeah, my mom listens to it, I think, every once in a while.
Really? My mom knows I do it, but I don't think she has any idea or cared that of the content on this show.
They just want to tune in and hear their boys talk. Yeah. I just want to hear my boy's voice.
Yeah, and then we start dropping F-bombs and like, I'm just going to turn this off for a while. Hey,
you taught us that. You taught us how to speak English, so that's all your fault.
That's right. You should have taught us a different language.
Yeah.
So, well, that's it for the show. I mean, we recorded an hour and a half, 2 hours on Friday, an hour and 15 today. I mean, I'm podcasted out for the day. I think we should call it a day.
Yeah, I felt a little sluggish during this one, but we got through the news. But yeah, I hope you guys want to hear us you know, trash talk and suffer our way through Pixels. Yeah, go listen to our new segment show, whatever it's called. We're calling it Movie Night, but that'll definitely show up in your normal stream, so you don't have to go out of your way to look for it. We're just going to deliver it straight to you.
That's right. And if they also want to find out more about you, Mike, what can they do to follow you?
Oh, well, if they want to follow me, they can follow me at Mike Royer Design on Twitter or Instagram. And they can read my webcomics at pickledcomics.com. I try to put out a new one every week, and I got one coming out this week. But, Chris, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Valdan, V-A-L-D-A-N. Or you can go read my stuff on comicui.com. Also, we have a Facebook page, so like Comic UI on Facebook if you just want to get that kind of stuff without going to the website. Which brings me to my next point. You should like us, Superhero Slate, on Facebook.
Yeah, we are everywhere on the internet, and the best place to find all of those connections is superheroslate.com. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook, like Chris said. We're on Tumblr now. We're just everywhere. We just want you to be able to find us. Subscribe to us, follow us. You can even subscribe via email if you want to. There's no way you can't get our show. So if you want to subscribe, please go and do that. And as always, you can review us on iTunes, and that helps us show up in their little ranking systems. I did a little test. I searched superheroes. Or maybe it was just Superhero on iTunes, and we show up on the list, but we're just a little too far down. People got to scroll to find us, so I'd love to get us above that scroll. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I hope to find it. Like, I would love to see some ratings on there. Like, even if it's just stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see. I want to see how creative you guys can get, because I know people who are listening to us probably aren't your average bear. So, you know, prove to us that you're not a bear and put some, you know, human words in there.
Yeah, human words, no bear words. You know, if you're a bear, we'll know.
Yeah, that's right. We've been known to find bears.
Well, thanks everybody for listening. It's been a busy weekend for us, but I hope you guys have a good week, and I hope the podcast helps you get through.
Yes, come back next week for our Fantastic Four review.
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay. We'll see you later.
All right, bye everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe.